First point. Do not allow yourself to be put in a false position. According to the dictionary, a false position is a situation in which a person is forced to act or seems to be acting against his principles or interests, Collins. Or, more succinctly, one in which person must seem to act against his principles, concise Oxford. An order member is in a false position when he or she appears to behave as though he was not an order member, that is, appears to behave as though he was not one who, at least effectively, goes for refuge to the three jewels, and for whom going for refuge is the central, definitive act of the Buddhist life. In other words, an order member is in a false position when he or she appears to behave as though he was not, in fact, a real Buddhist, and not one for whom, moreover, commitment is primary, lifestyle secondary. A simple and obvious example of the way in which an order member may be put in this position is what happens when he meets a Theravadin bhikkhu. The Theravada, of course, sees the Buddhist community as being divided into two distinct groups, that of the monks, who alone are the real Buddhists, and that of the laity, who are the not-so-real Buddhists. As the order member does not wear a yellow robe and is not shaven-headed, the bhikkhu will therefore assume that, if he is a Buddhist at all, he is a lay Buddhist, and will treat him accordingly, as I have already pointed out when dealing with the principle of orthodoxy. He may, in all innocence, even ask the order member how many times a year he visits the local Theravadin temple and makes offerings to the monks. This is like being asked whether one has stopped beating one's mother. The order member will be able to answer the bhikkhu's question only by challenging his assumptions, which will necessarily involve going into such matters as the difference between commitment and lifestyle, and the importance of not emphasizing the latter at the expense of the former. All this may well take time, especially if the bhikkhu finds it difficult to understand what the order member is getting at. And in any case, the order member will be able to challenge the bhikkhu only if he is firmly established in his own going for refuge and has a thorough grasp of the principles on which the order is based. But whether or not it takes time, and whether or not the bhikkhu has difficulty understanding what he is getting at, the order member will conduct his side of the discussion with courtesy, tact, and good humour. There are a number of other ways in which an order member may be put in a false position and appear not to be a real Buddhist. He or she may be asked if he practices insight meditation, the assumption being, in this case, that if one is not practicing vipassana in its modern Burmese form, one is not really meditating at all and has no spiritual life worth mentioning. Similarly, an order member may be asked how many Zen sessions he has attended or which tantric initiations he has received from which Tibetan lamas. In these cases, too, he will answer the question by challenging the assumptions on which it is based in the way I've indicated.